USA Radio News.
One gunman opened fire at a Houston area high school today, killing at least 8 people, many of them students. Police also do have a person of interest in custody, and Vice President Mike Pence spoke on the issue and says you can expect all the resources available from the federal government.
President and I have been briefed. We'll continue to monitor the situation, and we will make all federal resources available to first responders and school officials in the wake of this incident.
Roger Williams is a Texas congressman. He explains how this is going to bring this small, tight-knit community together.
It's a community now that's going to be brought much closer together, but also they're going to need to have a lot of prayers. They're going to need to have a lot of people counsel those that were there, the victims, the families. It's a total ongoing process, and I must tell you, I think at the end of the day, everybody would tell you it's a life-changing experience.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Continuing our top story, at least one gunman opened fire at a Santa Fe, Texas high school, killing at least 8 people. Now, what we're hearing is the gunman may have pulled the fire alarm in an effort to get more students in the hallways. Vince Hill is a former Nashville police officer. He explains how we may want to start handling fire alarms at schools moving forward.
I think as school administrators, we need to start rethinking how we do fire alarm drills. Maybe have the SRO sweep the hallway first.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen addressed the controversy surrounding President Donald Trump's remarks on members of MS-13 gangs as ridiculous on Friday. She also suggested the president could have used harsher language and has some words for the Democrats who are out there criticizing President Trump.
I think those lawmakers owe the president an apology. They are misdirecting facts in a very dangerous way. The president is trying to protect Americans. He's making clear that he will not stand for this violence in our communities.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tomorrow, Meghan Markle will get married to Britain's Prince Harry. Now, many people may not know, though, or realize that Markle went to an all-girls Catholic high school called Immaculate Heart High School, and they also had a middle school, and that was in Southern California near Los Angeles. A few of the students now who are going to that high school were very proud to see how Markle is doing these days.
She is from Los Angeles. She's half black. So I feel like no matter what ethnicity you are, no matter where you're from, you could actually make a big change in the world, not just being Harry's wife, but just really taking your platform and using it for a positive change.
She's, you know, an incredible role model in humanitarian work. And also, you know, I'm a Genetian. She was a Genetian. That's our drama club.
The teachers at Immaculate Heart High School also say they believe they had a positive impact on Merkel as well.
It seems that she remembered a conversation that we had had when she was a junior. I told her that one needed to put the needs of others above one's own fears. And apparently she's carried that with her. And I'm so proud to know that that was something that was important to her.
She's bringing not just beauty and grace and smarts, but she's bringing this world consciousness.
And if you are looking to catch some of the festivities out there, most of it will begin right around 6 o'clock East Coast time tomorrow morning, so you'll have to get up early. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.